When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Andrew.
And hey, everybody else.
And welcome to our podcast,
Scary Stories to Tell on the Pod. It is a podcast, which is an oral medium about scary things. And scary things are spooky subjects or objects. And we are two hot 22-year-olds who mostly sell skin products, but also are 30-something comedians.
Yes, we're very tight and taut. Nothing bad has ever happened.
No, the every day the sun shines on our faces and there's no skin damage from that.
Yeah, it works. It really works.
It works. How are you, Anna?
I'm, you know. I just keep saying, you know, until you hang up.
For the next 30 minutes.
No, Lady Bird, you're good. Sorry. It's not advisable to start screaming no over and over at your dog.
Wow.
Do people
Lady
like
Bird's
going to
write
music?
About this on her dog live journal later.
Oh, my God.
Like, my person is really popping off lately.
Her wolf journal.
More
I could have done
journal.
Better, but that's fine.
Dear God, thank you.
That's fine. Yeah, so, well, listen, you know, this week is not like other weeks. This week is the first week of the rest of our freaking life because we are going to be releasing on a new schedule. Instead of Mondays and Wednesdays, we're going to be doing Wednesdays and Fridays.
Which means, lucky you listeners, you get two urban legisodes in a row.
You get them both. Oh, really? Is that where we're...
Yeah, because last Wednesday was the most recent episode, and then this is
right.
the first. Yeah, so
that's
it's kind
of... how Wednesdays work.
Right. We're
we're Each keeping, week has a Wednesday.
We're keeping urban legisodes on Wednesday because much like if there was a separation between two parents, we want to keep something familiar for you all. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, it's we want to keep it, you know, same sort of pillow.
Yes. The Green Ranger pillow that you've had since you were a little kid. You're getting a little old for it. But you know what? Anything that makes you sleep better at night.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Sleeping is hard sometimes.
Sure is. Anna, I believe this urban legisode, it is your turn.
I believe it is, which always fills me with so much dread. It's just hard. Lady Bird, stop it. Oh my God, she's being so annoying.
Oh God, what has she done?
Come. She will just stand in the middle of the living room and quietly scream under her breath. And it's like, fucking, what do you want? She just wants to go on the couch. But she wants it to be like a chase. Sit down. Be content. Everything's fine. She's so much drama. She has like a personality disorder. I don't know what's going on.
What a saga this is.
Hi.
I mean, we could always replace urban legisodes with just the latest in Lady Bird social tactics.
The urban legend is that it's possible to just jump on the fucking couch when your dog is allowed on the couch. It has to be a whole application process. Just do things.
Oh, man.
Don't stand in
the
your own
is,
way.
I get it. I understand.
I do, too. I'm like, I do the same thing to my Peloton. I'm like, I just stand and whine and look at it. Hi, Lady Bird. She's so cute. This is what it is to have a dog. Like, you stupid.
Yes.
Oh, you're so cute. Okay. All right. So look, this week it's an urban legisode, which means that we will be reading you a scary story that isn't from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
That's correct.
And today I will be telling you about a thing that has happened. We talk about scary stories or things that could happen. This is a scary story, something that did happen. And today I would like to be talking to you about the cult called Love Has Won. And this cult was in the news for a certain reason, but I won't get into that just yet.
Okay.
So I'll read from the Book of Our Lord, according to Wikipedia. Love Has Won is the name of a new religious movement, which, if people don't know, the phrase new religious movement is a polite way of saying cult.
Right.
Led by Amy Carlson, referred to within the group as Mother God. This woman's name is Mother God, or Mom, or Mama G. The group has been described as a cult by ex-members and media outlets. They have between 12 and 20 full-time members who lived with her. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. That is a small cult. People talk about cults that are like, Jonestown is 1,000 people. This is micro.
Yeah, this is an improv group. This is an improv group in Michigan.
It really is. So, okay. Yeah. Origins. According to her family, Amy Carlson grew up in Dallas and was a straight A student, but early in her adult life began to talk about outlandish concepts such as starships. The group began around 2006 when Carlson was around 30 and she became interested in New Age philosophy, and subsequently left her third husband, children, and her job as a manager at McDonald's, and went no contact with most members of her family. It is believed that Carlson did not initially found the group, but was recruited and subsequently became the group's leader. The group was originally known under the name Galactic Federation of Light. It's unbelievable. Have you ever been so confident in your whole life?
It's either someone who was bullied too much or not bullied nearly enough, you know?
So true. On either end of the bullying spectrum, you'll find cults.
Yeah, you get Starlight Express at the end of bullying or not bullying. Yeah.
So, okay. So when it comes to cults, you learn about the fucked up thing about them and then who started it and how it happened. And then a lot of the time they leave out what they actually believe. Like, that was my issue with Wild Wild Country, is that like, they didn't really talk about what it was that these people believed.
That's true.
So let's talk a little bit about the theology. It has been described as fluid, combining New Age spirituality and conspiracy theories. The group claimed that Carlson was a divine being, 19 billion years old.
Sure.
And had birthed all creation. Carlson claimed that she had been reincarnated at 534 times, including as Jesus, Joan of Arc, Cleopatra, and, you guessed it, Marilyn Monroe. And eventually, at some point, would lead 144,000 people into a mystical fifth dimension. The group claimed that Carlson was a queen of the lost continent of Lemuria. And Lemuria is a continent, according to a disputed scientific theory put forward in the 1800s, was located in and subsequently sank beneath the Indian Ocean. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Good to know. Yep. We'll keep that in mind. Carlson had stated, this is crazy to me, and also this, you ever hear something so crazy that then explains everything?
Yes.
Where you're like, that's somehow the craziest and okay, now I understand it thing you've said. Carlson has stated that Donald Trump was her father in a previous life.
Okay.
So that in the past life he was her father. Which I've heard different things where people have said, like, oh well, she said that she was his mother or something, but it's that she said that in a past life he was her father, and that she had spoken to the spirit of deceased actor Robin Williams, who she claimed as Archangel Zadkiel. Who's Archangel Zadkiel?
This is a Archangel of Freedom.
It is a lot, and we'll get to it, but and he is said to be the angel who prevented Abraham from sacrificing his son Isaac. It has the same energy as Patch Adams anyway, the sort of like chaos.
That is true. I don't mind that belief. Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is very weird. And there are videos. They were a YouTube cult. I don't think their videos are still up. Let me see. But they posted videos that are pretty upsetting of them claiming to be channeling, Robin Williams and talking to him directly, which is very upsetting.
Yeah.
Like, just don't do that. The group's theology also included references to the concepts of Atlantis, reptilians, and Anunnaki, which is a group of deities of the ancient Sumerians, which why not? Okay, great.
Sure.
That truly pick a lane, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not trying to be rude. We need a lane.
I feel like whenever we're talking about Sumerians, I am like, did we just watch Ghostbusters or is this a – like I don't understand how we end up with Sumerians. I guess it's so ancient that it takes on a mysterious sort of spooky cool thing.
It feels pre-Bible, which is exciting for people. Yeah. But it also feels like – I guess it's so ancient that it doesn't feel like you're culturally appropriating. But also I don't think these people were worried about that because they're in Colorado and sort of, you know.
That's a very good point.
Sorry. Okay. They believe that the world is run by a cabal. And we hear the word cabal a lot. Q is into the word cabal. Cabal is a group of people in some close design, usually to promote their private views or interests in an ideology. Often by intrigue and usually unbeknownst to those who are outside their group. Okay, great. So they believe the world is run by a cabal who are determined to keep the planet in a, quote, low vibration state with like bad energy and not enlightened, whatever. Mm-hmm. Carlson has had several romantic partners throughout the group's history who were referred to as Father God and played a counterpart role to Carlson in the theology of the group. So, like, anytime she'd get a new boyfriend, she would like suck him into the group, and then all of a sudden he's God because they're fucking. And then and then when they break up, guess what? That was not God. This is God now.
What a surprise. Wow.
Like, you're not my real God, sort of the vibe. And then Andrew, this is the real pièce de résistance. The group also adopted the QAnon conspiracy theory, stating that it describes a divine plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a group of 12 to 20 of them who lived with her in Crestone, a small town in southwestern Colorado. The group did daily live streams on YouTube in order to recruit more members, solicit donations, and promote new age products and vitamin supplements. So they're selling like stinky sunflower oil, whatever, in like papyrus font printed labels.
This is not good. Wild, Anna. I've never heard of any of this.
It's really wild. And so they've been described as a cult. Why are they described as a cult? I'll tell you. They say ex-members accuse the cult of physical abuse and sleep deprivation, with many members allegedly only being allowed to sleep to 4 to 5 hours a night. And there's this really great 11-minute Vice documentary that I watched about it, where they talk about how people were not allowed to sit down, that was banned.
That's my nightmare. I would be out of there in a second.
Yeah. Which is so interesting because a lot of cults like keep people tired and make them work around the clock. And so people get in trouble for fraud. People complain to the sheriff about like that it's a cult and that it's brainwashing, but there's not, if there it's consenting adults, you can't really do anything. If it's consulting adults, that's a, you know, they make their own schedule and that's kind of nice.
The most boring sitcom.
In May 2020, a member of the group was found wandering the wilderness, disoriented, naked, and dehydrated after being described by the group as lacking the right energy and being on, quote, the wrong side of the mountain. And this man in the Vice documentary talks about that he left a 6-figure job and a wife and kids to go because he like saw one of their YouTube streams or saw them on it was before Dr. Phil. They were on Dr. Phil. Is this a shock to anyone?
God.
But he was like this corporate dude who flipped out, joined this cult, and they found him in the desert with like cactus spines in his feet and he was wandering delirious. Don't do it, people.
Don't do that.
The answer is not outside your own home. It's not. If the call is coming from inside the house, don't go to the desert. And this is my favorite part of this woman. Despite the group banning drink and drugs for members, Carlson was accused of drinking large amounts of alcohol and subsequently behaving abusively. The group featured on an episode of Dr. Phil in September 2020, where Carlson and two members were confronted with claims of abuse, which they denied. Sorry, I'm like slurring my words. I'm tired.
No.
But so in this Vice documentary, oh, let's see if I can, I'll send it to you and you can watch it with headphones on. But she, it shows the group members sitting all together trying to record like videos to post on their live streams. And she's in the background going, "Hey, fuck you." And they're like, "She's wonderful. We love." No. It's really, it's like a Simpsons episode.
No.
And like, there's also more upsetting abuse sorts. There's a video of her like abusing a cat and like putting a, like a toddler in the closet who's crying, and it's upsetting. But like, there are other parts of it are just so stupid. Like these two cult members saying earnestly, "She does not do drugs, not do drugs." And then a smash cut of her hitting a bong so hard. And then, so these two cult members say, they were like, "She doesn't do drugs. And you know what? You know what she does? But she does drink alcohol because she, alcohol is natural and it's organic and it comes from, it's biological, and she would never put, pharmaceuticals in her body, but she needs, pain. She cannot take morphine. So the alcohol is actually natural." This is what they say.
This is so hard.
And I have to say, I think that's part of why there's only, 12 to 20 of them.
The right. Scream,
it is just picture like it truly. She sounds a lot like the cat lady from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Truly, it's and you just hear her emptying, echoing in this big empty Colorado house. Like you can hear the ceiling beams. Okay, so history. The group traveled between Colorado, Oregon, California, and Florida prior to 2018 before moving to Moffat, Colorado. The group briefly moved to the island of Kauai in Hawaii in August 2020. And this is a classic sign of being an addict alcoholic in like deep alcoholism is if you move to Hawaii for 1 month. That is how you know.
It's also, there's something
these
like
are people
Kauai.
Whose, it's like the whites of their eyes are yellow. You move to Hawaii for 1 month and it don't work out.
I feel like what happens is people get to the end of watching the movie credits of an adventure film and they're like, "Where was this filmed? I'm moving there." Like that's the energy of this. Wow.
They're like, "You know where I have to live, Sedona is Sedona." Like it's not gonna, you're still gonna be you. I'm sorry. Okay. They briefly moved to Kauai in Hawaii. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. Where they were received with hostility by locals after Carlson publicly proclaimed that she was the Hawaiian goddess Pele.
No.
And here's where I say, don't do this. Don't do that. You're not.
Don't
you know how I know?
This.
Because you're not. I actually have proof that you're not. And you know what the proof is? You're not.
Oh,
you're simply
no.
not. I have not seen the Hawaiian goddess Pele, but I have seen a skinny alcoholic from Colorado. And you, my friend, are not the Hawaiian goddess Pele. Okay. A multi-day protest ensued with protesters lighting driftwood fires and chanting Hawaiian prayers around the rented property the group were staying in.
Wow.
Video footage provided to the Denver Post by Love Has One member Lauren Suarez showed eggs and rocks being thrown at the house. Fuck yeah. As well as broken windows at the house and on an SUV parked in the driveway. The mayor of Kauai, Derek Kawakami, intervened to negotiate the departure of the group from the island. I love that he's like, "Hi, I'm the mayor. Look, so you fucking suck and you know that. And how can I help get you the hell out of here?" I hate you, but I understand you are being egged. If you're being egged as an adult by other adults, something has happened.
Yeah, you need to take a look. This group sounds like they just need to find LARPing and then dedicate their energy towards that.
This is true. If you have the urge to join a cult, stop. Ask yourself, could this just be a LARP? And then maybe just do that.
This meeting could have been a LARP.
This email could have been a LARP.
This email could have been a LARP. I think there are so many healthy, wonderful LARPing communities out there. That is exactly right. If you feel yourself being drawn into a community that's making you like maybe run 20 hours a day or something, or you can't sleep, maybe check out a LARP that does like fantasy stuff or maybe space age things.
Yeah.
And just see if that scratches the itch, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you're poly, but maybe try try doing weird sex stuff with people, you know?
Yeah.
Try that. But I'm not saying that everyone should do this all the time. I'm saying that if you are like, I need to shave my head and move to this one very specific small city, first stop should be weird sex stuff that doesn't require you to sell your house. Just do it in there before you go. All it takes is just checking.
Introduce toys. I mean, explore all sorts of possibilities. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, there's great boutiques that have not chosen us to be a sponsor, or they have not chosen us to sponsor, but at some point they could.
That's true.
That you can purchase from. Okay. Let's see. So the mayor, they subsequently flew to Maui, but were convinced to fly back to Colorado in September 2020. Girl, look, it's not in my place to say girl, but honestly, this is a ma'am. This is a ma'am situation.
This is a ma'am. Yeah.
1 month. Okay. In early April 2021, they were located in an RV park in Mount Shasta in Northern California, but were asked to leave due to overcrowding. Okay. Are you ready for this?
I am.
On April 28th, 2021. The mummified corpse of Amy Carlson was discovered in a trailer near Crestone. Its state of decay suggested that she had been dead for several weeks. She was 45 at the time of her death. The body was found in a sleeping bag wrapped in, Andrew, Christmas lights.
No!
Andrew. The face covered in glitter.
Oh no, they found LARPing. They found it too late.
LARPing, but when someone's dead, it's no longer LARPing. It's a mummy, you know?
That's true. That is a good motto to live by.
If you're LARPing with a dead body, that's not LARPing. You have to be alive in order for it to count as LARPing.
That's true. One must consent to a LARP. You cannot force a LARP.
No, you can't. And the eyes were missing. Not there. The glitter was like all over the eyes, apparently, like around the eyes. I've read like a bunch of different descriptions of people trying to describe where the glitter was. And it sounds like it was just sort of like in the sockets and on the like out, like on the cheekbones. It's very, really weird. Like they all have trouble describing where the glitter is. And it's just like, oh my God, like a corpse wearing glittery makeup is so upsetting.
Oh no.
And what the authorities stated was a makeshift shrine. So she was like in a guest room.
Okay.
In the trailer. I'm sorry. So it's just like in there. Okay. Seven members of the group were charged with abuse of a corpse, which may be upgraded to the more serious charge of tampering with a deceased human body. I hate that we need these laws. I'm sorry. We deserve the asteroid. This is insane.
Oh God.
They're also charged with child abuse due to the presence of two children on the property.
Oh,
just fucking don't do it. Just LARP.
Don't. And now that those kids are going to have weird relationships to glitter. This is going to be a hard life.
It's not okay. If you have even one kid, just LARP. This is really good advice, Andrew. I'm so glad you said
really
that.
Really true.
Okay. In September 2020, it had been stated that Carlson was in poor health and was paralyzed from the waist down. And Carlson said that she had cancer. This is another thing that I didn't talk about. One of their like cures that they would do over their live streams was she claimed to be able to take cancer out of people's bodies and also to remove their brains from their heads.
Cool. Okay. That one feels a little easier to debunk immediately.
Yeah. I'm like, I know you're not Pele and my brain is in my head. I'm so sorry to tell you this. I'm not trying to be a bitch. Just trying to be a good friend.
I'm not trying to be a bitch, but my brain is in my head, ma'am.
It is, ma'am.
Wow.
A photo from a few weeks before she is thought to have died, shows her appearing to be emaciated with thinning hair and discolored skin with a purplish hue. And also, I will say in the video, she looks very skinny and she's also like rip roaring, like full on old fashioned alcoholic. And like a lot of, especially women, when they're that kind of alcoholic, they don't eat. They just drink.
Oh, no.
They are very, she looked very, very thin. So according to Saguache County Coroner Tom Perrin, Carlson had been ingesting large amounts of colloidal silver, which the group had been promoting as a COVID-19 cure.
They had
received a warning from the FDA for doing so. Consuming colloidal silver over a long period of time can lead to blue-gray discoloration of the skin, as well as seizures and organ failure. Authorities stated that Carlson had not died at the property, but in California, her body was subsequently transported back to Colorado. After Carlson's death was publicized, the group's Facebook page stated that she had ascended. The website lovehasone.org were taken offline. The group renamed their Facebook and YouTube pages FD Full Disclosure. Sorry, 5D Full Disclosure.
Anna, yeah. This is... I heard virtually none of this. This is wild. Colloidal silver?
Drinking silver. You're being a mummy. There's glitter. It's McDonald's is involved. We're hitting a bong.
Like one of the father gods,
you see the girls are covered in like ribbons and or silly string. And it's him just sitting in front of a window with like a very typical Colorado mountain scene in the back. He's sitting on a stool yelling, "Love runs this bitch."
Oh, boy. That's going to be hard. That when Father God says that, when someone you're calling Father God says that, I want you to take a step back. And just go quietly to a Chili's or something by yourself and just think about other options that you have.
Go eat a sober lunch at 11:30 a.m. at Chili's by yourself.
Beat the rush.
Insane. And I'm not talking about a Chili's to go at an airport. I'm talking about a full-on don't respect yourself. Go to a Chili's on dry land.
Yes. A Chili's on dry land. No island Chili's, folks. Yeah. Wow. I guess there's like a whole community of cult podcasts. This one, Anna, its involvement of a mummy and space age things firmly plants it in spooky territory. I'm so glad we've opened up this channel for ourselves. But
it's really, really, any cult, I think like people have the tendency to like over sensationalize and be like, ooh, this is my little hobby, instead of like a thing that is still actively like destroying lives. But at the same time, it's like, it's fascinating and it's okay to be fascinated with things. And like, you can have compassion for the people who are tied up in it and also be like, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I feel like Karen and Georgia and My Favorite Murder talk a lot about like, the guilt that they feel for liking morbid things, and like, it's just sort of finding that balance, but like also as like sensitive people not wanting to like, you know, desensitize themselves. But
and I think there's also, I mean, you know, I've watched enough cult documentaries myself to realize that a big revelation from them is like, we are predisposed to think that there's a certain type of person who falls for cults, and that like, well, I'm not one of those people and no one I know is. But I think like sometimes watching these things are a good way to address the parts of yourself that are like seeking acceptance from other people or some sort of order or someone to turn to as like a supreme being on earth who can give you answers. And I think it's just important to remember that like, we're all floating in the universe and no one knows what's going on. But the solution to that is not to ever abandon everyone who's ever cared about you.
I know it's hard. Like, I think it's like the acceptance is a part of it, but I really understand like when you're trying to change your pattern of thinking, you take someone else's word for it. And like, that can be training for a marathon. Like whenever you're acting against your own instincts, like your instincts aren't always good. Like my instincts tell me to drink beer until I find numbers I've blocked in my phone and go through my email in a full blackout to find them and call them and yell. Like that is what my instinct tell me to do. So like yeah. there are certain instincts that you don't listen to because they are not in your own self-interest. Like I have the instinct to stay inside and stare at my phone for 3 weeks. And like, that's not good interest either. Not a good instinct either. So like when there are times like that are normal to act against your own self-interest and your own instincts because yeah. not every instinct is good. But then like the more like you're justifying, well, I don't feel like going for a run, but I know that I will be glad that I did. Like there's a spectrum to that. And there's like, well, I don't love that she told me to send them $30,000 and walk through the desert naked, but she's convinced me that that is necessary for getting rid of the parts of my character defects that I don't like. Like people will do, it has to do with like, how do I get rid of the parts of myself that I don't like and get more parts of myself that I do like? And like, that's how do I change my behavior? Yeah. So I'll take this person's word for it. And like, anytime you're like, oh, I don't really feel like doing that, they've convinced you that's tied to your character defects. That's tied to a part of you that like, is holding you back. And don't you want to grow? So it's like,
I mean,
growth capitalism has made its way into like this self-help area in a big way.
Right. I mean, this is what's so like, and you know, I'm finding myself as we're saying this, like I am in no place to judge anyone. I went to a 4-year BFA theater program. Like, you know, there's like there's a very human thing in all of us that like it. Yeah. Like I wanted for like the first 2 years of college was to have a teacher be like, I figured you out entirely and here's the deal. And then as soon as someone did that, I was like, oh, you see me an hour and a half a week and you have no idea who I am.
Oh my God. I know. And they're like, you're scared, aren't you? And it's like, I think I know for a fact that you get paid $18 an hour. Yeah. Like, why are you taking this massive swing? Just
and I do think that
I'm bad.
Is
just be and like, again, you're more of a stage manager. You're a writer.
A lot of this stuff can be exercised by just exploring something new in the bedroom. You know, like it is just, let's just figure that out.
Put on a wig.
Put on a wig. Right.
No one
try
knows
a different
about
contact
wigs.
Color. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God.
Anna, thank you so much for sharing this deeply chilling story in the news. Wow.
This is a really good Wikipedia page, I have to say, for all the people who contributed to this page. Thank you. Great job.
Wow.
And support Wikipedia. Throw them a couple bucks.
Oh, honestly, I have never, like, throwing a couple bucks to Wikipedia here and there, it makes me feel very good.
I know. I use it all the time.
I know. It's such a great service.
It's
our
good.
New ad sponsor is Wikipedia, the world's favorite book.
Hi, I'm Emmanuel Wiki, and this is my Pedia. Whatever. Shut up, Anna. You suck. Andrew, should we do the thing that we do?
I think it's time for our favorite segment.
Scary ideas for things that could happen.
Things that could happen. How are you feeling first or second? What's your impulse?
What are you feeling? You feeling
I've
second? I can feel it. Okay. Okay. Go.
I've got one. You are at a bonfire and everyone is sitting around and singing. He's got the whole world in his hands. And you're kind of singing along and you do think like, this is a very nice song. Like I'm a spiritual person. I'm not a religious person, but this is a very nice song. But then you realize that everyone around the bonfire is wearing strange horned masks. And you begin to wonder whose hand they think the whole world is in. And you look up and you see two giant palms. And behind them in the sky, a huge goat face. That
could happen. I hate the idea of a male goat holding me.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I know. It's always, you know, we think of goats as being devilish, but it's like, imagine just a goat is the ruler of the universe.
I don't like that. I don't want to live there.
Don't love it.
No. Good one, Andrew.
Thank you.
Okay, I have one. You are at the fair and you get on the Ferris wheel and you're there by yourself and you think this is nice. And then you look in the car next to you and those people look a little sick. And you look a little closer and see their eyes are kind of sunken in.
Ugh.
And then you see that they're wearing formal outfits and there's dirt on them. And then you realize they have worms in their nose.
Ugh.
And they're corpses. They're dead. And they look at you and say, hi. And you look at all the other carts in the Ferris wheel and you realize they're all dead. And then you look down at yourself and you realize that you're alive. You're not also dead. And then you're like, I gotta go. But then the Ferris wheel gets stuck and you're at the top and you're like, oh. It takes like 45 minutes to get down. And like, everyone's being really annoying because they're all dead. And they're like, you're dead too. And you're like, no, I'm literally not. And then you get off and you go home and you're like, that was weird. That could happen. No
the
one's talking about this.
The indignity of being at a dead carnival. Wow.
And everyone's trying to be like, well, you're dead too. But it's like, that's not always the case.
Yes. It's association not does not mean identity.
Not yeah. at all.
Wow.
Okay.
Anna, thank you so much for sharing that story and Andrew. For that excellent scary idea for something that could happen.
Andrew, thank you so much for listening and participating and for liking it and for your scary thing that could happen for ideas. What was it called?
Oh, that, I forget. It's there's a gas leak in my apartment.
There has been a 33-year gas leak in my apartment.
I know. That is my state of being in the world. Don't forget, everyone, to tune in to our next episode, this time on Friday.
Yeah. And you can get merch from our store. The link will be in the description.
You can get a transcript from today's episode at the Forever Dog podcast website.
That's true.
And one other thing you can do.
Get out.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Scary Stories to Tell on the Pod is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Produced by Tracy Soren. Original theme music by Chris Ryan. Cover art by Bats Langley. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @ForeverDogTeam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.